the question you need to ask yourself is, do you want to make the change for good now, build those habits and behaviors right now, so then that way your future, you'll be in the best position you ever be. You'll be fitter, you'll be healthy, eating the right foods, you know how to eat, you know how to train, you know how to push through. Welcome back to the Bro and a Pro podcast. I am your main host, Jeremy So, self-proclaimed gym bro, and my co-host, Nicole Tan, IFBB Bikini Pro. So today's topic, I think it's a pretty common topic that we deal with a lot among our online clients and in general. And I think it's, this topic is very good to kind of, you know, talk more, go in depth into about what is it about. So I'm not building the muscle I want and I've just started.
So it's something very common that we get asked about this from clients, but not just clients. I just have maybe people that like comment or send me DMs, and basically they want the results and they want it fast and they want it now and they wanted it yesterday.
Yes. And then they're looking for the next best thing to kind of get them there, whether they are going to do it the right route, I would say, you know, nutrition and training, or they might use extra substances to kind of help with those gains.
So basically we're going to give you the harsh truth, and the reality is that muscle building is really hard and it takes a long, long time. I've been training for 9 years now and I still haven't built the muscle I want. So if you've been training for 1 month and you haven't built the muscle you want, well, I'm sorry to break it to you, but like, you're not going to get it in a month.
Yes. And you know, I think that's one thing to definitely consider, is that, you know, it's going to be very hard to build muscle. Muscle isn't easy, depending on what level of training you're actually at. Obviously, like, you know, we can go in depth into that more. So like, you know, being a beginner, if you first started training, no matter how much weight you lift or how you lift it, you're going to build some sort of muscle because, you know, it's a new stimulus. As you progress and get more intermediate, I would say more than a year of training, 1 to 2 years, even further than that, 2 to 4 years, it's going to take longer for you to see that sort of progress. And then once you get way more advanced, you're going to probably see next to none progress for 6 months.
The key to take away from what Jeremy said is you're not going to see. It doesn't mean that you are not putting on muscle, but being able to visually actually see muscle, even as a beginner, and especially if your eyes are not trained, and because you're looking at yourself, you're going to be so, so much harsher on yourself, and you're going to look at yourself through like the exact opposite of rose-colored glasses. Like, you're going to look at yourself, and even if you did build muscle, you yourself probably won't be able to see it. That's why it's important to work with a coach that has a good eye, because they will be able to tell you that you have been making progress. You can obviously do measurements and scans and stuff like that, but really, like, I think it's not very healthy to keep checking up on these numerical kind of gauges. I think it's best to just go by the mirror and how you look. The main reason why it's hard to see it visually is because of the level of body fat that most people are at, especially as a beginner and you're just starting out. You're going to be at a healthy level of body fat, we assume. You're not going to be like super overweight, but you're not going to be really, really lean as well. And a lot of times when you get leaner, the illusion is that like you look bigger. And I'm sure Jeremy has experienced this himself before.
Yes, 100%. When you do get leaner, you do look bigger. And a lot of times, you know, because we are like body transformation specialists, if you want to call that, that's definitely a thing nowadays. A lot of people are helping other people achieve that sort of goal. And, you know, we've obviously have comparable clients, lifestyle clients, you know, we have a lot of both. And so when dealing with comparable clients, you're going to see a massive change. Like, they're almost like they put on muscle, but realistically, they just got leaner.
Yeah.
And then in this illusion, they're probably like 20 kilos lighter. I had like one client that is competing this weekend, actually. When you hear this podcast, it would have been last weekend. But he lost about 22 kilos.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was just like, whoa, this is a lot. Like, I was shocked. I was like, wait, he went from 110 to about 89, 88 kilos now, which is ultra shredded for competition. Obviously that low body fat is very, very low. But he did lose 20 something kilos. In photos, you'd be like, oh, I could see that, but 22 kilos is a lot of weight to be losing.
Yeah. And a lot of times these are the people that are like posting photos on social media and stuff. And so everyone thinks that when you gain a certain amount of muscle, you're going to look a certain way. But a lot of times when you gain some muscle, it is very much hard to visually see.
Yes, 100%. So visually seeing it, sometimes it's just not, there's no metric to really like control this, right? I feel like when you get leaner, your goal is to preserve as much muscle mass as you can. And so when you are getting leaner, for example, right, you're going to lose a bit of muscle. And when you lose this muscle, technically you're not building any muscle at all because you're actually just maintaining what you already have. And obviously, like, you know, the goal here is to follow the metrics, you know, like obviously photos, weights, we can use measurements as gauges, but you're not going to build muscle. Unless variables are right, if you're a beginner and you are, for example, a complete beginner, like just first step into the gym, you can probably build muscle and drop body fat. Like, but this is just the body composition change at best. And then if you want to get lean and have abs, for example, if you've never had abs before, then you're going to have to lose a bit of muscle up to a certain point to actually get that next level leanness. Does that make sense? So like, let's say you do a 20 week with a coach, for example. So you start out as a complete beginner, never stepped in the gym, started training. You're pretty eating bad beforehand, like eating 3 meals a day or 2 meals a day, whatever the case is. Then you start going eating 5 meals a day. You start training 5 days a week for 20 weeks straight. The first 8 weeks, you're probably going to build muscle. It's to some extent, like, you know, probably 10 weeks, 12 weeks, even that, you might be building muscle. And then let's say, for example, you are going through a pretty, you know, big lifestyle changes. You are going to lose some, you're going to lose some body fat and build muscle at the same time. And probably the last 8 weeks when you want to be like, you know what, I want to have abs. Like, I'm almost there, but I really want to get, like, you know, abs popping. Then you're going to go through that overreaching phase where you have to get leaner. So that means you're going to probably lose a bit of muscle to get that next level leanness.
Yeah. So I think a lot of clients who do come to us, we generally just go through a recomposition phase, even if we don't set out to do so, because you will start out, even if you're not a total beginner, you will be a beginner again because we will be giving you a different kind of stimulus. You may be eating differently. So maybe you thought you ate pretty healthy before. You thought you ate a good amount of protein, but you only eat like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then all of a sudden, we bump your protein up. We give you 5 meals a day. You're training still 5 times, but like totally different. And so you can go through that recomp phase again when your body is putting on muscle, of course, but also losing body fat. And I think that's the key for most people to take away from this, is that the one time you will be able to actually physically see significant muscle gain is when you actually shed that little bit of fat that is like covering it. So for example, with someone who's small like me and we don't have a lot of muscle and we don't have a lot of body fat either, maybe like a skinny fat kind of person, people with these kind of body types, it will be much, much, much harder to visually see the changes straight away. It'll take some time because either we put on muscle like a little bit slower, but also we need the muscle to fat ratio to be at a certain level before it becomes more visible. Whereas with a male, if they somewhat already have a good amount of muscle to fat ratio, once they put on a little bit of extra muscle on top of that, just a little bit, it will kind of pop more and be a little bit more obvious compared to, again, someone who is more so skinny fat and just like they just don't have that much body fat. So you don't really want to be losing body fat. You want to be gaining, but you need some time before the muscle ratio becomes more than the fat. And then you'll start to see a little bit more pop and definition and stuff through the body. So that's how it kind of works. You don't have to go by any kind of numbers or whatever per se. It's just the reality of it is you will be able to see muscle more obviously as long as you have more muscle to fat ratio.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think that's exactly, you hit the nail on the head.
Coming from a skinny person, you know?
Yeah. And so I guess, like, you know, that being said, that's being in an ideal world as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, being that, you know, as coaches, we only can give a client a program and it's up to them on how hard they actually execute that program. Like how well they actually stick to the, you know, food, how well often they, how hard they actually train as well. Because building muscle, you need to train to some extent at a high intensity, as we have discussed in our previous podcast about the intensity of how hard you train. It's so important because someone could say, yeah, I'm doing all the exercises. And then they'd like not actually train at a high enough intensity to stimulate growth. And so therefore, they're not going to build the muscle they want. And this is where, you know, a scaling system that we use like RPE or RIR is a good way to kind of manage that strength gain. And just because you don't see muscle like straight away doesn't mean that you aren't making progress. You know, you may not see muscle in the first 6, 8, 10 weeks, even 12 weeks. And that's why, like, when people come to us for just 12 weeks, like, they expect the results. Like, it's not like, if you want to lose weight, okay, that's pretty straightforward. We cut your calories, eat low calories, do a shit ton of cardio, you lose weight. But you want to lose body fat and maintain muscle mass as much as you can, or build some sort of muscle. And, you know, I think this is where, if you can change your mindset about going into a long term, you can make tremendous amount of gains in a year, like with a coach.
Yeah.
Because like I said before, 12 weeks cutting, 8 weeks going, let's say 12 weeks maintaining or doing some sort of, you know, body recomp. And then you got 8 weeks going to deeper cut where you're actually like trying to lose more body fat. And that's where you're overreaching because, you know, when you want to get your abs popping, that's 20 weeks. That's like almost half a year already. And then after that, let's say if you get to your body fat levels at 20 weeks or 25 weeks, then you have to go into a reverse diet where you actually have to then build your calories back up to, like, you know, where they could be optimal for an environment in your body to be anabolic, which means, you know, you'll be able to build the muscle you want. You'll be able to train a lot harder as well. Because you need to feel the body right to actually train hard. You know, yes, as a beginner, you could probably eat whatever you want and you'll still build muscle. It's just that being said, it's like you do anything in life where you don't normally do, you're going to build some sort of endurance or strength from it. For example, if you're like a removalist, like, you know, if you got me removing, like, you know, like furniture and stuff like that, I may look big, like as a bodybuilder, hypertrophy, you know, muscles, but like when you chuck me into like doing removalist job, I'll get destroyed. Like I wouldn't be used to it. And then after maybe the first week, I'll probably be really sore, like in muscles I've never used before. And then after maybe 15 weeks time, I'm going to be like, or, you know, 3 months time, I'm going to be like, oh, this is easy. Like your body becomes accustomed to it. And then that's when you have to push even further. And then you have to utilize your nutrition to some extent to make sure that you optimize your recovery, your performance, and your strength.
There's other things that impact muscle growth, and I guess we can share a bunch with you just to make sure that you're not making any of these mistakes and really making sure that you're putting yourself in the best environment possible to build muscle. Because again, it is not something that is easy, and I want you guys to understand that having a lot, an excessive amount of muscle is not something the human body naturally wants to do, because it is very taxing on the body and your heart in general to be able to sustain like a lot of muscle, like even your metabolism, your digestion, whatever, like to be able to hold on to muscle, your body actually requires like a little bit more calories to be able to firstly maintain that, because there's a lot of systems, and I won't go to make it too complicated, but basically it takes a lot out of your body to be able to have a certain amount of muscle. So in your body's eyes, that is just wasted energy. Your body wants to be optimal for survival, and the best way to survive is to not have too much muscle, because your body is wasting a lot of energy and resources just to be able to like keep that muscle there. So just know that our bodies do not really, like our bodies don't want us to get very lean, our bodies also do not want us to have a lot of muscle. So we are already pushing past against what our body naturally wants. So we have to make sure that, like, you know, we're really ticking the boxes and also really being patient with it and letting our body accept that we now have this new amount of muscle and it is now part of us. It is not going anywhere, so our bodies will just have to deal with it. So a couple of things we can probably give you tips on what you need to make sure you're doing. So the number one mistake I see people do when they're trying to build muscle is that they're doing way, way too much cardio. So I had a PT client that she really, really wanted to build muscle, and she basically came to me telling me she wanted to look like me, basically. And she had like a very average amount of body fat. She's not fat, not skinny, just a very average, regular person that wanted to look more like me. However, she didn't really want to get any fatter, and she was terrified of getting any fatter. So what she did was she overreached by trying to eat really, really little. And obviously just in the weekday, she'll eat really little, but then obviously as everyone does as a regular lifestyle person, on the weekend, she'll just eat whatever she wanted. It's not going to be ideal. It's going to be a ton of fat. So not really optimizing nutrition, firstly. And then secondly, doing, like, for example, CrossFit or any kind of cardio classes, females are very prone to this, just doing like a bunch of classes. They're like, I like to do all these cardio classes. When I used to work at Good Life, I'd see females do like 3 back-to-back classes and they're all like 1 hour long. Or people who do those like spin classes. Like, generally, all these kind of like classes that like just burn a ton of calories. And then on top of that, you try to do your weight training and then you're wondering why you're not making any progress. Well, that's because you're just trying to do the mostest. And the main, and I always ask them, why do you do all these classes and stuff like that? Well, like, I also want to be lean. And you just kind of have to accept that, like, well, you can't really be doing that. You can't really be having the best of both worlds straight away, especially not overdoing it on the cardio. So long story short, don't be overdoing the cardio. I do believe a good amount of cardio is important and can benefit people and especially can help with recomping. But it's just when you're doing more cardio than weight training, you're not putting yourself in a good environment to be able to build muscle. That's number one. Number two, making sure you're optimizing your nutrition, eating a good amount of protein, at least like 4 to 5 times a day. Like, just eating your 3 meals a day is unfortunately just not going to be, like, again, the best situation. It's, I know most people eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but again, most of us who have more muscle than the average person, we obviously can't eat like the average person. Otherwise, you're going to look like the average person. So we're going to have to do like something different than the regular person, which is eat 5 meals a day. So sometimes when people ask me like, oh, have you had lunch? I don't even know how to answer that question because I'm like, well, I've eaten 2 meals today, but like, which one is lunch? I don't think I've technically eaten lunch yet, but I've eaten 2 meals so far. So that is what you have to dedicate yourself to, just really changing away from what a regular person would do, because you want to have more muscle than a regular person, which is just, again, not normal for a normal human being. Our bodies just do not want to do that. So we have to do extra on what other people want to do. And also stress. Stress is really, really a big factor. So someone might be training really hard and like on our program and doing everything right, but their work is just insanely stressful. They're just like super stressed out all the time. They have 3 kids to look after, plus they're working. They don't sleep at night. And they're just, again, not putting themselves in the best environment to be able to build muscle. And even if the program is perfect and even though they're eating well, stress can really hinder your muscle growth a lot. And that also leads into sleep. Sleep is the number one thing, and I've said this before to many people, I'm not the best sleeper, and that's why I try and do whatever I can possible to make sure I try and optimize my sleep. And I knew for a fact 100% that if I slept better and if I was a better sleeper and if I slept better, I would probably have more muscle than I am right now. But I made the most I could out of my situation, but it is definitely something to consider.
Yeah, I think, you know, overtraining comes to a certain point as well. Like, you know, that you do talk about stress. Stress can come from overtraining. It could be stress from other factors in life that could affect the way that you recover. Because, you know, as we said before, it's like, you know, you only build muscle outside the gym. Inside the gym, you're supposed to stimulate the muscles, tear down the muscle fibers. But how you feel it outside the gym, how you recover outside the gym in regards to sleep and stress, these are all important factors. But this all connects to pretty much one idea, is that how badly do you actually want to build muscle? Like, yes, eating 4 to 5 meals is optimal. It will optimize your gains to some extent. And these all accumulate together, like, you know, having good sleep, having the right training program, eating the right meals and stuff. But how badly do you actually want to build muscle? Like, you know, do you want to think, oh yeah, like I put on 10 kilos in 10 weeks and be like, yeah, I built all 10 kilos muscle. Then you've got to be realistic with yourself. That's not going to be 10 kilos of muscle purely. That's going to be a lot of fat, you know, glycogen, water, so many other variables, or the food inside your stomach. It's not going to be, oh yeah, I built like 10 kilos in 10 weeks. Like, that's pretty much impossible. That's only if you decide to use anabolics. That's when, you know, it's possible to, you know, build a decent amount of muscle. But even then, it's limited depending on how much you're using. And so that's why people really need to consider, how badly do you want to achieve this goal of building muscle? Because if you do, then like, you have to go all in. You have to try, you know, all of it does accumulate over time.
I think the most important takeaway from this is that patience is really, really important in this process. And more important than that is passion for the process. So the main reason why I believe, you know, I'm not the best competitor, let's be real. Like, I'm not like, you know, top of my game, although I do aim to be. But the one thing that people can always say, and I 100% will back myself on this, is that I look different every single year. I make progress every single year. I've been at my current gym for a long time. And so all the OGs who have been at the gym and they've seen me, they know that every single year, as slow as it is, and it's been slow, I'm not going to lie, but regardless, like I'm gaining muscle. And because I think I've detached myself from the final outcome, I'm not as big as I would like to be. And I think that just discourages people altogether. Some people might hit, like, listen to this podcast halfway and they're like, well, maybe I will just give up then if I'm not going to get to my ideal body like tomorrow, you know? And I think too many people do the training, do the nutrition, and too many people go to the gym only for the reason of wanting to look a certain way or the specific outcome that they want. They want to look like, you know, their favorite fitness influencer or their favorite bodybuilder, like straight away. And if they don't, they get really discouraged by it. And I think the main key to my success is because I've detached myself from like the final outcome as to how I want to look. And I genuinely, genuinely love the muscle building process. It is the main and first reason I ever stepped into the gym. From day one, my goal was always to put on muscle, and I love the process to get there. I remember when I used to train with my best friend, Debbie, back in the day, we would, she was the first person who actually got like a gym membership. And then like, I would kind of like sneak in to like a lot of gyms with friends or like pay like casual entry. This was before I took anything seriously, but I just loved, there's something about the whole gym. And like during that phase, it was the Ziz phase, you know, the Ziz phase. And there was like gym memes and just the whole process, like taking pre-workout. I just love the whole thing. Like take your pre-workout and then like go to the gym and then we'll train like a bro split. It was just so fun. I'd be like, today's delt day. We're going to build boulder shoulders. It was just like, we'll just say this crazy thing because we were young and silly, but it was just so much fun. And I think if you can just really tell yourself to love the process as long as it's going to be long. Just accept that it's not going to be fast. Just accept that right now that you're not going to make progress quickly, but you're going to love it every step of the way. And you're going to go in there because you love the process of going into the gym, you know, putting your favorite music on. For me, that is like my me time. The time I get to like, right, every time I go to the gym, I'm just so freaking excited. Like going in there, put my music on, drink my pre-workout, you know, just like do my warm-ups. I enjoy like the whole like warm-up process and then like working up in the sets and then like hitting your top set, doing like a drop set and just like the whole thing. And then it's like, oh, the shoulder day is over now. But like, oh, but tomorrow I get to train legs. Like you need to really, really love it and love like each day, look forward to each day, each exercise, and just enjoy the muscle building process in general. And then also enjoy more than just that. Like for us, like obviously we've been doing this for a long time, but we still love it and we still get interested because there's always new things to learn, you know, just learning how can I optimize it? How can I be better? How can I build more muscle? And it's been an obsession, like not just like an interest, an obsession with mine to find the best ways, the better way. What is the best thing I can do to be able to build muscle? And just because I have the interest in that, and that's like the number one thing that I genuinely, genuinely love in life is to be able to build muscle, just that whole process, taking away from just not even competing or being an athlete or being a pro. It's the idea of putting on muscle that really just like lights a soul in my fire. And that's how I can actually build muscle. If you just love the process, the results will come. Yes, it'll come slowly, but just be patient and just love it, like love every day.
And that brings me to, yes, enjoy the process. I guess, you know, a lot of people don't understand like this idea that, you know, it's a learning process in itself and being the best you can possibly be, because it still comes back. It comes back around to what are your goals? Like, where do you see yourself 1 year from now? Do you want to stop and quit now and look 1 year from now like, shit, I should have kept pushing through? Because, you know, if you keep pushing through, I guarantee that you'll be in a very good spot. You could probably be eating a ton of food, still staying lean and still building a ton of good amount of muscle, and you optimize everything. But then the important thing is to remember to, you know, and build those habits and behaviors. You know, the idea of joining, you know, going to the gym and pushing as hard as you can, like, and like building that habit and behavior there, because there's going to be days where you can't be bothered. The days that you just don't want to be there, you just don't want to push through, and like, you're just like, yeah, just don't enjoy the process. And we all get through to that point. Like, we just can't be bothered training. some people, majority of people are going to be like that. Unless you're the lead of elite like Nicole, obviously she's the IBB pro, she has a goal to go to Olympia. So that's why each time she goes in the gym, she has that vision of that long-term goal. Not everyone has that. And the majority of my lifestyle clients probably can't see that far ahead. They probably could see 12 weeks into the future of like, oh yeah, we're going to coach for 12 weeks and see how we go. That's only 3 months, you know? So write your goals down of where do you see yourself? Do you want to live? The question you need to ask yourself is, do you want to make the change for good now? Build those habits and behaviors right now. So then that way your future, you'll be in the best position you ever be. You'll be fitter. You'll be healthy, eating the right foods. You know how to eat. You know how to train. You know how to push through. If you're just looking just to be like, I just want to build muscle here and now, there's a lot of clients that will turn to anabolics, you know? We don't want to touch too much on that topic, maybe in the next feature podcast. And still fail
even when they do.
Yeah, because they think using the next supplement is going to make them the gains they want. And it's not. The supplements are there to help supplement a good diet and training. So if you're doing everything right, you're adding it, see, everything accumulates together. You know, how you sleep, how you eat, how you train, your intensity, the supplements you use, you know, all these play a role to some extent on how your gains are going to look like. And I think, you know, there's so many positives in looking at not just the before and after photo, like look at it, like, oh, I feel like I made no change. It's but what have you achieved doing this? Like, let's say, for example, someone's 6 weeks into our coaching service and they're like, you know, I haven't made like the gains I want. I'll be like, first is 6 weeks in, you know, depending on what level of training you're at, I'll be like, okay, well, what have we achieved so far? You weren't training before we started. You weren't eating the right types of food to kind of keep an anabolic environment. So you're now prepared to start prepping your food. You're eating more food than when you started. You've now got a program that's structured for your physique, and now you've improved on your strength training. You've improved on your technique. You've improved on your intensity, I hope, because we only can hope that clients improve their intensity. And now you've improved your training. Now you're getting stronger. Okay, maybe the gains are not there yet, but it's going to come. And that will come down to first having that goal and believing in yourself. Like, you've just got to believe in yourself that, you know, whatever you're doing right now, it's going to accumulate over time. You know, it's like a competition prep, for example. Like, someone that wants to compete end of next year is 1 year from now. It's a long vision to go to. 1 year from now, for us, we're thinking, okay, that's not a very long time. But for most people, 1 year of dieting or training seems like a very long time. And so you've got to kind of set a goal like, okay, what do I want to achieve 1 year from now? By 1 year from now, I'm going to see myself as someone who loves training again, who can go to the gym consistently. And if I go on holiday, I'm going to try to find a gym over there. I'm not going to fully scrap that. Or, you know, I'm going to have better eating habits. I'm going to be more in tune with more educational information that I know how to kind of like, okay, I know how to build my calories up. I understand calories now, you know. There's so many things that you can set a goal as, and you've got to vision it. Because like when you go to each show, you're going to hope that your off-season is going to build muscle. You may not see it in your physique right now, right, Nicole? You may not see it in your physique right now, but you deep down, you hope, you believe that everything you're doing is going to give you that 100 grams of extra muscle.
Which if people don't know, it actually is a lot. If you can actually achieve 100, 200, or even like 300 grams of muscle, you should be celebrating till the cows come home. Like, I'd just be like, just so grateful for every 100 grams of muscle that I can actually put on.
And that's what you can hope for, right? And so even my competitors, like, you've got to visualize believing that everything you're doing right now is going to get you one step closer to your goal. And it's like anything you do in life, right? Like you know, as you keep studying for an exam, for example, the more you study, the better you get at it. And you got to hope that you're going to remember everything when you go on test day. But with muscle building, you know that the variables are there. There's so many coaches out there that can help you with this. Like, you know, and if you keep up with, you know, there's so many studies now to suggest there's optimal ranges for different things. And there are going to be outliers for people as well. You know, there's people who are going to be like eating 1,000 carbs a day or like 5,000 calories a day and still stay lean. And you get someone who's like, I'm on the other side of the spectrum where like I could eat 2,000 calories and still build muscle doing that. obviously it comes down to body type, and there's so many variables that is something what that's what coaching is. Coaching is honestly about, we try to make our best estimated guess with every single client, you know, and we'd be like, hey, these are what the study suggests. This is the markers that we use. And we just have to believe, because, you know, coaching is like teamwork. And I say this a lot with my clients, you know, it's like, we've got to believe as coaches that the client's going to do the work and tell us honestly what's happening. If the client doesn't work with us, like, you know, in regards to like being like open, transparent, they're not going to get the results they want. And so we got to hope, okay, that RP of 8 is actually an 8 out of 10. But if we look at it, we're like, you know what? That's probably an RP of like 4. Like, you probably train so much more harder if you actually go harder. So you've got to first believe in yourself. Believe that, yes, you may not see changes in the first 6 weeks, but you are going to see changes in 12, 15, 20 weeks. And you've got to be realistic in the fact that you've got to look at what's the positives of trying to build muscle. You know, like whether or not you're leaner now, eating more food and still staying lean, you know, that's the best scenario that everyone wants to be in. And it's possible to get there. But the client, my clients that actually get there are probably like 40, 50 weeks in. Yeah. Like, they're not going to get there in that first 12, 20 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, because we have to go through different processes and phases, and depending on the client, it's about sometimes just even maintaining, just holding that phase for a longer period of time to get to your goal. And then after that, we've got to build on that.
I think Jeremy used a really good word before, which is accumulation. So I love the word accumulation. And also it comes back to, obviously, I have a little bit of like interest in like, you know, the finance sector and stuff like that. So any of you who read charts and whatnot, you'll know a lot about the accumulation phase, and that can really be applied to, again, muscle building. So it's all about, for example, if you're someone who wanted to get rich, for example, and you have like a $0 bank account, you're going to add like a dollar in today, $2 in tomorrow, you're still poor. Add $5 in, still poor. $10 in, still poor. But eventually, and then also the power of compounding interest. So things like slowly, things you do, putting in a little bit more and more over time, and then adding interest on it. Eventually, that bank account is going to grow. And then one day you're going to be like, I'm rich. It doesn't just happen overnight. It does take a lot. And again, that's the power of accumulation. Every single thing you do, you have to believe that, like, yes, it may not be seeming like it's a lot right now. You know, the money you have in the bank account right now probably can't really even buy like, you know, a car right now. But you got to believe that, like, if you just keep working at it and adding to it, like, you'll be able to get that car, you know? So it's just believing in it, working at it. And again, compounding interest over time. That's pretty much what's going to happen. You just got to believe that it's just going to keep growing and growing and growing. And you just have to keep adding to it, and it'll grow. And you can't stop, you can't give up, and you can't look at the glass half empty. You have to always look at the glass half full so that you can continue to fill that glass. Because if you're just gonna look at what you don't have, it's just gonna demotivate you. But you just have to always celebrate the wins along the way and just keep going at it. And it's fun, so don't stop.
And that brings me to another topic about believing in your coach if you don't believe in yourself.
I believe in the process. Trust yes. the process.
Trust the process, as you know, everyone says it all the time. But honestly, if you don't believe in yourself, believe in your coach. Because, you know, as coaches, that's what we believe in you. Like, we trust that you're going to follow the plan as best you can. We're going to try to help you as best as we can. But we can't help a client that doesn't want to be helped. So you've got to first, and you know, a lot of times we do have clients that leave because, you know, they just aren't ready. Like, you know, but then you have to ask yourself when you do leave, like, was it because of me or was it because of the coach? And, you know, sometimes it can just be because of the coach for whatever reason it could be. You know, there are definitely reasons out there, but just always remember that, you know, there's a process that we can help educate you in some way that will help you realize, okay, you know what, this may be not for me. You know, exactly. Like, maybe building muscle isn't for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you just want to just keep doing the endless amount of cardio that you're doing and live that lifestyle, because you've got to first pinpoint the problem. If you are doing endless cardio like your client, she's overcompensating because, you know, she wants to eat what she wants on a weekend. So in her head, it's like, oh yeah, but like, you know, it's like almost like you're justifying it. Justifying what you're doing is right. And that's the hard truth, is it's probably wrong. Like, you know, doing F45, no problems with F45. But if you're doing that every single day, Like, or for like every single day, you're going to adapt to it. There's just no way you're going to progress and build muscle doing that. When you first started, I've had many clients who come from those classes kind of situations where it's like, okay, yeah, I do 45 minutes. Yeah, cool. But they did that every single day. They saw gains maybe in the, they saw results in the first month. After that, they're like, I started gaining weight. And I'll be like, yeah, that's probably because your body adapts to the amount of workload you give it. And so therefore you have to improve the quality of the training. And that's where weight training comes in. But then obviously you've got to enjoy that process. If you do enjoy classes, I let my clients still keep those if they do enjoy it, but I try to wean them away and be like, look, you've got to focus on you. If do you want to build muscle or do you want to keep your social life in classes? Like you can probably still both, do both, honestly, like, you know, to the essence that you have to decrease F45 to up to an extent and then have to do like, you know, full-time like training, but the quality does matter. Like you can't just expect that, okay, I'm going to keep doing like 3 hours of classes a day. Like, honestly, we probably couldn't train for 3 hours a day. Like if you gave me the weight training I had to do, I only last like an hour and a bit best, you know, because the intensity is so high that it's so hard that I'm taxed. The muscle I'm working is done. Like it doesn't need any more. It doesn't need 3 hours of a workout to get a good workout. And so just know that there's always a place for everything and doing more isn't always necessarily better. Like just because you are training, yes, doing more, you might just need to train harder. You might need to do more exercises. But if you improve the quality of your training, you'll get more gains than if you weren't. I guess, you know, going back to I'm not building the muscle I want yet and I just started. I think we've pretty much covered everything on this topic.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. Once again, if you guys do have any questions furthermore on this topic or any questions you have, feel free to DM us and make sure to also subscribe to our channel.
Yes, and let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about. And if you enjoyed it, please share it on your social media platforms or just tell a friend or maybe introduce it to someone so that we can help a lot more people out there.
Perfect. Thank you. Peace out.